BFBS. Your stories. Ryan Garrison.
Over the past 2 weeks, a number of competitions have been played out at JHQ Rheindahlen on behalf of the BAG Swimming and Water Polo Championships. First up and braving the very grey skies was the Individual Swimming Championships, which was a closely fought and well-attended competition from across BFG. Lieutenant Colonel Bedding, RSU, was on hand to close the medal ceremony and was impressed with the standards seen that day.
Some very talented swimmers, and they've come from sort of far afield, and it's lovely to see, you know, the amount of effort put in this morning by all of them, of all standards.
The following week, the sun managed to shine for the Team Swimming and Water Polo Championships, which again took place in the Blue Pool at JHQ. Organiser retired, Major Clyde James was pleased with the attendance.
It hasn't been a bad turnout at all. Considering the deployment and the commitment to Ops, we've still managed to field 6 major units. We've managed to field 6 minor units and 5 female teams. And also 7 teams in the water polo, which is really, really good.
Men's water polo turned out to be the highlight of the day, as 7 teams battled it out to take home the trophy. With a closely fought final between 3-2 and 2-8 Engineer Regiment, it was 3-2 Royal Engineers that managed to take it home. Lieutenant Colonel Andy Howard and his team were pleased with the result.
For a scratch team, I think we did really well. Myself and the 2IC and some of the others have just returned from Afghanistan after 3 months out there, and the other guys haven't played at all before, so it was our first opportunity to actually play, and I think we did very well.
With units such as 7 Reg RLC, 2 Medical Regiment and 32 Engineer Regiment, it was always unsure who would win the major units competition. Well, 2-8 Engineer Regiment did just that, and Staff Sergeant Jim O'Keefe couldn't be more happy.
Extremely pleased. We won the women's competition, we won the major units competition, and we would have liked to have won the water polo, but we came runners up there from a closely contended match against 3-2 Engineers, which we knew was always going.
Finally, it was time for Chairman of BAG Swimming and Water Polo, Lieutenant Colonel Andy Howard, to give out the medals and wish everyone a safe journey home. As for the winners, they've got a few weeks grace before competing in the Army Championships in Aldershot next month. Gina Clark for BFBS.